Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Synergy. What a fun word to say. What is it? You know what? It's about the power that we create when we come together with people. We have personal power. That's our emotional energy. That's our physical strength. It's our mental influence. We can have an impact on people in a good way or a bad way. Look, I've been a coach for over 20 years, starting out as a life coach. People said, no, that's too general. You need a niche, you need a specialty. So after about 10 years, I said, well, let me just take an inventory of what people come to me for as a coach. Look, I was counseling people, no, coaching people about their careers, about their health, about their time and money management. But you know what? The one common theme, the repeated element that people struggled with the most was, how do I deal with the people in this marital situation, in this secular situation, in this physical or financial situation? It was about people being together and having a hard time making it work successfully and effectively. They wanted to work together. Their sincerity and their genuine effort was beautiful, but so often it was a matter of misunderstanding, miscommunication. Sometimes it was just, you know what? They're looking in two different directions and they think they're seeing the same thing. Whoa, wait a minute. That means they were speaking a totally different language. Okay, so this was starting to get fun. I said, you know what? I'm going to be a relationship coach. There are a lot of different settings, a lot of different themes, a lot of different questions that people had for me that they wanted to present to me. And they said, look, I've been going to my counselor, my psychologist, my therapist. Heck, I even have a psychiatrist and I'm getting drugged for this stuff. It's not getting any better. They're answering all of my questions with questions, or they're making me feel bad about myself, or they're diverting away from the theme, the topic that I actually went to them for help with. And yeah, you know what? It's really making me angry. I feel like I'm worse off now than I was when we started. And I said, okay, you know what? Ask me the questions and I'm going to answer them in the most simple and direct way. But let's think about it in the context of relationships. And they said, okay. So they asked me the questions and I gave them the answers. Wow. And they only needed me for 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes 4 to 6 months, depending on how many questions that they had that I actually gave them a concrete, specific answer to. One day, my husband literally came home from work and said, where's your client? I thought you had your client today. I said, no, I'm done with that one. And he said, honey, you keep fixing people. You got to stop doing that. We're never going to get rich if you keep fixing people. And I said, baby, they're not broken. They're just very misinformed. And let me say here at the beginning of the show, I disagree with the mental health industry in the United States. When I found out what coaching was, I thought, yeah, you know what? This is about helping people score in the game of life. That's giving them strategy and equipment that they can put to good practical use on the field, playing the game of life. That means that when they score, they feel good about themselves. You don't take them off the field, make them feel bad, more worse than they already feel, and inhibit them from going really successfully towards that goal, reaching that goal, and learning in the process. Okay, so there we go, learning. Now, when we have personal power with each other, power comes from, yeah, a source. What do we think about that source? And do we understand that power comes with responsibility? Now, we live in an information age where knowledge is power. Yeah, we get knowledge everywhere, but where's the responsibility, the accountability that comes with that knowledge, the way that we behave? Do we really understand people? No, not anymore, because our technology has taken literally the human element and inserted something artificial. We call it intelligence, but it's really not very smart for relationships. It's not conducive to relationships. Then, when you have that knowledge, power, a responsibility, wow, now we're talking about accountability. You are accountable for the things that you say and do with, to, for, and around other people. I teach people two very basic principles, but they're kind of tough pills to swallow. There is no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. And people say, well, I'm indifferent. I don't care. You know what? Indifference is negative energy because if you are not making things better, you are by default avoiding that power. That's making it worse. People are going to be affected in either a positive or a negative way when they are with you. Do you believe that you have a positive effect on people? Are they in a better quality state of mind and heart and body after they have had an interchange, a personal experience with you? Put down your machine, people, okay? Whether that's your phone or your tablet or your laptop, look at someone in the eyes. Do they want to maintain eye contact with you? Yeah, they do. They really do. And our largest organ is our skin. People want to shake hands and they want to hug and they want to kiss. But now people are so separated from each other that it really hurts them to not be with the people that they love. Okay, so there's no neutral energy. It's either positive or negative. And our power is influential. The next thing I tell people is there's no inertia. You're either moving towards someone or away from them. Well, unless you synchronize, then you're moving with them. But that takes focus. You have to have a very specific purpose that you are uniting your force with that person in reaching it. If you synchronize, that's when you synergize. You are powerful exponentially. You don't add to each other. You don't multiply each other. You empower each other. Okay, so let me think about this now. If you are empowering someone, one of the best things that I like to tell people about my marriage was there were some things that I was really good at in raising my children. Other things my husband was much better at than me. He had come from a family of 15 children. He was number eight. He taught me how to cook and clean and change diapers and feed babies. Yeah, and do laundry. And I could go down the list. The point is, we knew that he was good at some things, I was good at other things, and we facilitated each other by supporting each other as we did the different things. Ask yourself, do you know the people in your life well enough to say, you know what? Your strengths and gifts and talents and abilities are so valuable in this situation that I'm going to take a step back and let you have the main floor in making the decisions and executing the decisions that have been made. Anything that you want from me in the way of facilitation, I'm going to give you in appreciation, support, encouragement, resources. What you ask me for, I trust you know that I will give in a high quality, so I don't have to give you a large quantity. That's going to make your performance exponentially better. So I'm talking about a lot of different topics, but here's the show. This is about relationships. And so if you have questions or topics that you want to discuss specifically, I did want to make today mostly about marriage because this has been a society. I don't even call it a culture anymore because we don't have the unity of a culture. This is a society that has really underestimated the value of that constitution of it's a contract. Yes, we have to make the commitment to each other to follow certain rules and policies and procedures. Then institution doesn't necessarily mean incarceration. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Tom is my producer. He'll go ahead and be the one answering the phones and he'll let me know. Go ahead and give me your name and where you're from. And so we're going to take a real quick break. But the number to this station is 888-627-6008. And if you can't really get to a phone per se, you just have a computer, then you can go ahead and email a question. I'll check those periodically. The Power of Synergy Listeners at gmail.com. Now, again, I really do want to stick to the marriage theme, but any relationship question, you're more than welcome to go ahead and pose it. Again, 888-627-6008 or the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. If you want to call in and ask me a question, the number is 888-627-6008, or you can go ahead and pose a question to me in email. That's the Power of Synergy listeners at gmail.com. Okay, I actually did get a question. The question, well, this is kind of interesting. Is monogamy healthy? Okay, good question. Because I think there again are certain experts out there who would say, no, we are very sexual creatures, and it's important for us to have a lot of experience and variety. I guess that's kind of the point of the question. Yeah, no, I definitely think monogamy is healthy. And I've told people many times that my husband is the only man that I've been physically intimate with in that way. And I've been married for 31 years. Yeah, he did wait until we were married to have sexual relations with me, and he's the only man I've ever been with. Do I ever regret that? No. And I'll tell you why, actually, because I do believe that when we have something like an orgasm, we have four chemicals that are released. One is dopamine, one is oxytocin, one is serotonin, and one is endorphins. Now, most people say, yeah, those are some good chemicals. Those are some good drugs we could get addicted to. Well, a lot of drugs are addictive because they stimulate those hormones. But when we have oxytocin, that's actually known as the bonding hormone. So when we have relations, intimate physical relations with someone, we are forming a personal connection. Now, I don't know how many of my listeners have seen the show, Say Anything. When Lloyd Dobler finally did it with Diane Court, he goes, nothing's changed. His best friend Corey was a girl, and she said, "Lloyd, listen to me. Everything has changed. You've had sex. You could be walking down the street. It could be 30 years from now. You could talk about the weather, work, whatever. What you'll really be thinking is, we had sex." Yeah, because we have those chemicals. They are very, very powerful. And when I say to people, monogamy is important, that's especially true now because promiscuity is so prevalent. When I say to my producer, I will only have relations with my husband. I like you. You like me. I'm attractive. I think you're attractive. It will never be an issue. That produces a second element of the question. Can men and women be just friends? Yes, if they know from the very beginning that sex is never going to be an issue. And there have been times, look, I know that I'm attractive. And there have been times that men have said to me, would you like to have sex? I say to them right up the beginning, no, I'm married. And the only man I will ever have sex with is my husband. Do you want to marry me? Their answer is immediately, no way. I say, then we're never going to do it. Do you still want to talk to me? You know what, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of men are very grateful when I tell them that. And they say, great, you've just taken a huge issue completely off the table. Monogamy, yes, is very healthy because it releases that drama, it removes the confusion, and it creates an accountability then to each other that makes our behavior more mature and respectful. Okay, so let me see, check the emails. Okay, I haven't gotten any more emails yet. Okay, so again, if you want to call in for some advice, the number is 888-627-6008, and the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so now something that I like to talk about just in general is the art of synergy. I like acronyms, ART. Genuinely quality relationships of any kind. They could be personal, they could be romantic, they could be professional, they could be familiar. They're all require a certain standard of behavior that have to be produced. It has to be produced from a source of appreciation and respect and trust. ART. So now what's appreciation? It's genuinely placing value on someone and simultaneously being grateful for the value that they contribute to your life. Not many people appreciate the inherent value of other people, again, in my opinion, because of technology, but it's because they don't spend time personally getting to know each other to say, wow, I see that you are bringing something into my life, into the world of very high quality and very high value. I appreciate it in that I recognize the value. And I appreciate it because I am grateful. Now there's the respect. We don't even know what respect is anymore simply because standards for that are changing all of the time. The definition of what someone would describe as respectful, someone else would say, that's horrible. What are you talking about? So we've lost that unity of mindset, that cooperation of agreement. But respect is about honor and it's about dignity and saying, you know what? I think so highly of you that I am going to behave in an even better way than I ordinarily would with other people. And that facilitates the trust. Trust is about believing good things about people enough to surrender to them. How many people are scared and they're defensive and they're judgmental about someone before they even meet them? One of my favorite questions to ask people is, do you respect people that you don't trust? Man, I can't tell you how many people say, yeah, I don't trust anybody. You can't trust anybody in the world, but respect is about how you act. And I say, no, it's about how you feel. My husband, again, he's Mexican. He comes from a society where you behave in a respectful way. You know how many children are very respectful to their parents, even as adults? They do not like them at all. They do not actually feel dignity and honor for them. They don't admire them. But you know what? You behave yourself. That is respectful behavior. Okay. Well, how about we actually feel that very high quality consideration and honor for other people because we do trust them. Well, trusting what? Their motivations or their intentions or their ability when we don't even know people because we're too focused. We're too focused on our technology. We never afford people the opportunity to prove, to really demonstrate their high quality mind and heart and physical abilities. Those are going to be the things that create the synergy because we synchronize when we say to them, you are really good at what you do. I'm really good at what I do. Let's get together and make this powerful. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and put the number out there again in the email address, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com, or 888-627-6008. Now, when we come back, I'm going to take another real quick break. There's something else that I was asking people. Because of COVID, someone made a comment about being detached, well, or being disconnected. What's the difference between being detached and disconnected? If anybody wants to call in and give me their opinion, we can kind of make this an open vote. But we're going to take a real quick break. The number is 888-627-6008, and the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Now, synergy, yeah, I was talking about it a little bit, but there are a lot of different situations where we create power with people. We facilitate them and encourage them to be more than what they are when they're alone. We don't just add to each other, we exponentially impact the quality of what other people do, which is kind of the theme that I wanted to broach with this next question. What's the difference between being detached and disconnected? Okay, so again, if you want to call in for ask me a question, 888-627-6008, or the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay. So when we're talking about the logistics of detached or disconnected, I like to use it in the context of when I was a little girl, I was in a ballet class, and my teacher, he would always say when one of us was getting like to the point where we were going to lose our balance and fall over, she said, "You need to recenter. You have to recenter." She didn't say anything about balance. She would literally take one of us out of the group and say, "Go over into the corner and recenter, and then you can come back to participate with the group." And I thought, okay, so what's that? Well, she explained it in the sense of from the top of your head to the tip of your toe, when you're on point, your point shoes are literally just like less than an inch of space for you to put your entire weight upon in order to move your arms and your legs and your top and your bottom all in different directions. You have to stay centered within yourself. So, how often is your mind and your heart with your body all in the same alignment? You have to be completely connected to what's going on inside of you. How often are you aware? A lot of people like to use a buzzword, mindful. Mindful just means aware. How often do you know what's going on inside of you to the point where you can say to someone, "You know what? Wait a minute. I got to get out of this situation for a second. Hold on. Let me recenter." Yeah, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to be exponentially better to you, with you, for you. Like that, putting the mask on yourself first. Yeah, you have to make sure you are in a high quality state. Then the help that you give people is going to be more effective and successful. But detached, Yeah, no, that's not the same as disconnected. Disconnected is from yourself. Detached is from other people. So when you attach to people, that means you are bonding with them. You are holding on to them, and they are holding on to you. That's why the best way to conquer is to divide people, because when they release each other and they release that connection, they are not powerful because they are not unified. So when we have that connection and we have that unity with other people, the more we get, the more people that we get with us in that unity, in that unified force and purpose and intention, then we become more influential. And again, since there is no neutral energy, we have to have good positive energy, but also a very focused purpose. Yeah, when we're talking about disconnected from other people, that begs the next question: how high quality can we be when we are attached to other people? Well, one of the most important things to remember is honesty. You are only going to be as honest with other people as you are with yourself. So you have to know who you are, but you also have to be willing to accept certain things that, you know what? Jack Nicholson, one of my favorite lines in one of my favorite movies, you can't handle the truth. How often can people not really handle the truth, not only from others, but from themselves? If they don't know what the real truth is, they are doing a lot of things just inadvertently, or randomly, haphazardly, very misguided. And so, if they don't have that very focused goal, that very specific aim, then they don't know what they're doing exactly, what their intentions are. But if they don't know how they're doing it, that's going to undermine that success of reaching that goal in the end anyway. So a lot of times when people don't really know what they're doing in the first place, it's even harder to come up with a game plan, because there's 100 different ways to do one thing, and there are 100 different opinions on the internet and in books and on television and on radio. People are telling us what's right and what's true. But then at the same time, they're saying, but you know what? Truth is so subjective. There is no rule. There is no hard, fast truth. There is nothing concrete that people can say, I surrender to this because I trust that it is high quality and it is going to help me. How often do you know for a fact that you're being honest with yourself because you know the whole truth, and that other people are being honest with you because they know the truth and they trust and respect and appreciate your abilities and your intentions and your motivations? Get together with people. Yeah, give people the chance. Would you rather have faith in someone and then lose that, be disappointed, or be suspicious and confirmed? Well, you know what? Back to that energy, that emotional energy. When you have high quality energy, it's actually better for your health to trust people and be disappointed, because your approach to them and your approach to life is proactive, and it's good positive energy. And I love to tell people this too. Positive will always conquer negative. It's more powerful. The only reason why positive doesn't succeed more often is because people give up. If they would just hold the line, right? Keep going all the way through to the end. Then one of two things is going to happen. If you're positive and someone else is negative and destructive, they're either going to change to stick with you, or they're going to go somewhere else because you're just going to annoy the heck out of them. And you know what? That's actually kind of fun too, because when you have good, healthy energy from being centered inside of yourself, you say to them, you know what? If you're ever ready to come back, the door's always open. I'm absolutely receptive to being in your life and letting you be high quality in mine. Yeah, people are actually pretty game for that too. So again, the number if you want to call in, we've got about a half hour left, is 888-627-6008. And the email, if you want to go ahead and pose a question online, it's thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. This is BBS Radio, The Power of Synergy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. If you want to call in and ask me a question, the number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to email me a question, it's thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so I actually got a question here. It says, what's the difference between fragile and vulnerable? Okay, fragile. Now, let's see. The fragile basically means you're going to break very easily. So you have to be handled with very delicate care, very gently. Vulnerable just means that you are in a condition where you're open to it. Vulnerable is something that you can control and that you can afford people the opportunity to see in you and be with you and have access with you. If you are vulnerable to them, you are allowing yourself to be in a potentially harmed, right, way with them. But then you can change that. You can say, no, I'm not going to be vulnerable. I'm not going to give you that access to that delicate part of me. Inside of me, that could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be physical. But fragile means that you don't have the strength to maintain a certain level of endurance and fortitude. So now, when we're talking about relationships being fragile, you're really not doing your partner any favors by saying it's your responsibility to make sure I don't get hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get hurt in relationships. It's not a question of if, it's just a matter of when and with which things. Okay, but everybody has to be vulnerable. It's the only way we're giving someone access to that deepest, that most profound and sensitive part of ourselves. That really, again, goes back to the trust and the intimacy. Which is letting go of the power when someone else has power to have a very high impact or a very powerful effect on you, then you know that, yeah, you're running a risk there. And that's a choice that you are making. So to get that fragile state, again, whether it's mental or physical or emotional, sort of fortified, there's a certain way that you can take care of yourself. And that's another thing that people really do appreciate. If you say to them, this is what I need right now, you can either be a participant in it happening, right? While I take care of myself, you can take care of me. If you're not, that's okay. I'm going to take care of myself so that I can make sure that when I come back, I will be better for you, with you. And to you in the way that I interact with you. Now, again, this is something that kind of bothered me that it became very popular, I think, in the 90s about how put the mask on yourself first, take care of you first. You can't take care of anybody if you don't take care of yourself. It almost became extremist. It was almost to the point of to the exclusion of other people. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot become extremist in the way that you take care of yourself. If you are genuinely making your state of being, no matter what level that's on, higher quality, that means you will come back and be better to them than you were before. If you are not giving twice as much as you are taking, whether that's their contribution or just denying them access to you, because you're taking when you take care of yourself, you're taking from them. If you are not significantly better, and if you're not giving at least twice as much as you took, then you are not a good ROI for that person. You are not a good quality investment of their time and their energy. You owe it to people to give more than you take. Okay, so I kind of covered a lot of different topics on that because there are many different facets to that issue. Again, so let me put the number out there, 888-627-6008 or the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. Okay, so now something that I just like to talk about, the having, doing, being, and then there's more and better. Some people call it self-actualization. I like to give a little test to my clients, so I'm going to put it out there for my listeners today. It's called a stranded island test. Okay, now some people ask it in the form of a question. If you had $1 million, what would you do? Well, you know what? I don't really like that because it stimulates greed. So I ask people, what if you lived on an island that was paradise for you and money didn't exist? Then what would you do? Who would you have there? If you knew that the way you could get money, the currency, or for a house, the way you would pay bills was with happy juice, what would you do to be happy that you could say, okay, I'm going to pay for my rent? What house would you live in, first of all? What would it look like? What 12 ounces of happiness would you be able to offer? What would put that happiness inside of your soul that would buy your food, that would pay for your home so you never had to worry about money? Can I tell you, folks, that there have literally been people who have said, I don't understand the question when I ask them, what would make you happy? And even sometimes when I'm giving them their personality profile and I say, what naturally are you best at? They say, I don't know. I'll tell you what I've done my whole life. I say, no, that's not who you are. What you do is just your behavior. How you do it is your personality. Why you do it is your disposition. It's not a cause and effect. It's the source of the cause that creates the effect. Okay, so when you dig all the way down to the source of your being and you say, what would genuinely make me happy? Sometimes it takes two or three sessions for me just to get rid of all the stuff that people have been doing and getting used to for their whole life. And then they say, oh, so I actually kind of like doing this. And I said, well, that's because with your personality, that's your dominant function. You need to do your dominant function for 8 hours a day. And they say, whoa, well, how do I do that? That's when they've been completely liberated because then they know that it's okay to be good at what they're good at. They just haven't been in a situation where the people around them appreciated it and respected it and trusted it. But once they became more authentic and more organic, the people who love that about them were drawn to them. Find out what your functionality is. I give people functional profiles all the time. That's pretty much where I start with my clients. Find out what you're amazing at, then find out what's easy for you, and then find out what gives you joy in life. That's your dominant function. I can ask you 10 questions and find out myself, or you can do it yourself in 2 years by having all kinds of experiences. Knowing your truly natural behavior patterns is the first step to identifying what will put you in a high quality state of mind that will eventually then produce good synergy with other people and make the quality of their soul better. Okay, so the number again at the station is 888-627-6008, and the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. We'll be right back. This is BBS Radio, The Power of Synergy, and I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Now, technically, I'm a relationship coach, but the name of my business is Life Synergy. Yeah, Life Synergy. That means what we do is involving people. It includes people all the time, even if it's not about people. Eventually, it will affect them. So, when we have a life situation, we always need to keep that in our minds, even in the back of our minds, that we have to include the human factor in the choices and the decisions that we make. If you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008, or you can pose a question, an email question at thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, I'm having a little bit of a technical problem here, so I'm going to try and refresh my email again. Give me one second here. Okay. Don't we just love technology, ladies and gentlemen? I think we were fine before it came around. And in a secret way, I'm kind of hoping that it'll just all disappear. In one day. Okay, so okay, so I think we're good here. Tom, can you hear me? Is this good? Just send me a text saying you can hear me. I'm not really getting. Oh, you're all good. Okay, good. Okay, thank you, Tom. Okay, so let's see. I was going to talk about a very important topic, and I kind of had a little. Actually, when we're talking about affecting people, that kind of broaches a subject that I like to explain to people that having and doing and being, we're always about more and we're always about better. Okay, so I don't think that having or doing or being more or better are wrong things in and of themselves. But you know what? When we have the power to be more or better, ask yourself, would you rather be more or better? Okay, because that's quality over quantity. And would you rather have or do or be these things? You know what? Sometimes it's tough to have that kind of self-examination because we don't really know how we define things in life until we take a step back, right? You can't see the forest for the trees. You have to know what the situation is. And you have to be sure that you're looking at it objectively. Sometimes your perspective is just very limited because you can't see the big picture. But thinking about it in terms of having more, okay, that's just very survivalist. More, 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 more. That's entirely about greed. Having better, okay, that means you've moved up a little bit to a quality where you can say, yeah, I'm going to make a sacrifice of the quantity for that reward of higher quality. Okay, well, some people are like, you know what? I don't have to have things because my activity in life, I'm getting the gratification, so I don't need the material. Okay, so we got this section. So when we have the material, we don't necessarily have the gratification that we have when we're doing things. A large quantity of things, okay, well, that can be good if they are for a good purpose. But when we're doing things in a high quality state of mind and heart, then the manifestation of that, the actual production of what our acts are creating in the world is definitely a better return on our investment because it's not a monetary investment, it's a physical labor, right? Investment of what we are doing. But how about being? Yeah, there's being more things. Well, when you're being things, you don't have to do as much because what you are creating in the world with who you are is not only a better thing, just in quality, but it also has a more positive impact because it reaches deeper into the source, not just of your body, but of your mind and your heart. Okay, so if we're thinking about having is good, doing is better, but being is the best. Being more, yeah, being more things, you have to learn a lot of things, but being better means that you have to let go of things like control and that power over people. You don't need to have that direct and personal influence over people, you know that being around them is going to make them higher quality. So you can make the sacrifice and say, I don't have to have that literal control, force of control over you by what I'm doing, because I know that what I am being is a higher quality. And I trust that the influence that I'm going to have over you is going to be very, very good. And it's going to be worth the time that I spent in my attention, right? The thoughts and the feelings that I'm spending on you, not just the physical labor. So self-actualization is about spirituality. Spirituality is about being able to surrender to a higher power that you can't define in a physical way, because you know that in the higher force, the big picture, the long term, there are going to be things in nature, if you call it that, or the spiritual world, if you want to see it that way, there are checks and balances. Things are not going to go past a certain point as long as you're working with them in cooperation. So again, the word cooperation is co is with, operation is work, working with people, not against them. And if you're thinking about what you're doing, you're either moving towards them or you're moving away from them. It would be worth it to take the time out again to say, let's just do an inventory of the people that are involved in this situation with me. What are their gifts and talents and strengths and abilities? That will redefine and reinforce your aim, which is the appreciation and the respect and the trust, the art of synergy between you. Okay, so the number to the station is 888-627-6008. We're going to take one last break. We'll be right back. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I really, really love the people in my life, and I'm appreciating them so much right now. Just in this last segment here, I want to do a little bit of a shout out to some of the most important people who have helped me through the years. First of all, Don, the owner of the station and a man who was my producer for a very long time, thank you so much for being benevolent and generous and just a support, a pillar, really, in my career. You're an amazing man. The next, I would like to say thank you to Dan Whitmire for being an absolutely beautiful element in the life of a little girl, a very strong and stable man in my congregation who never made me feel bad for needing attention when certain other people in my life did. but also my kids. I know they don't like it when I talk about them in my work, but it really bothered me when I was growing up that the feminist women in my life would tell me that children, they ruin your marriage, they make you fat, they take away all of your money, they make you tired. You know what? That's just not true, okay? I want to shout out to kids now. They are very genuine people. They will humble you. They will teach you things that you will never learn in school. They call you out when you are just on the big time denial. But God made them very cute. Yes, I believe in God. God made them very cute so they can get away with it. And when my kids basically taught me that I don't know a thing, right? That I may have all of the facts, I may have all of the information, but it doesn't mean anything until you put it to good practical use. My daughter taught me how to be generous and loving and sensitive. Well, yeah, that's important to know. As a woman, I wasn't really any of those things naturally. I kind of had a weird personality. I'm an INTP. My middle son, he affirmed that. Yeah, kids are going to be little mendigos. They're little like terrorist troublemakers, and they have the biggest hearts you'll ever see. And if you just let them be who they are, they accept you and they forgive you and they hug you and kiss you, and it's really real. And my oldest son, you know what? He's an ESFJ, so I believe he was 6 years, oh, maybe no, 6 months old the first time he told me I was doing it wrong. But I know that as an ESFJ, yeah, he actually did things really well. When his brother was in my stomach, he would read to him. He was only two. My husband came home one day and said, "Does he know he can't read?" I said, "Don't tell him that, then he'll stop doing it." He had a book in his hand and he was reading to my stomach, making up a story. When his brother came out, we were in the hospital in the delivery room. He ran into the room screaming, "Where's my baby? Where's my baby?" His brother lifted up his head and looked around. The baby did not respond to me or the midwife or the doctor or the nurse. He responded to his brother. Look, ladies and gentlemen, children have amazing power. They have amazing capacity to do good things in the world. We have to accept them and we have to appreciate them and we have to give them the room to be who they are, to facilitate them. Put the technology down. If they come and ask you a question, answer their question. And if they look like they're scared to talk to them to soften them up and to know that you're listening. And when you tell them something, actually follow through on it and check in with them. Just say, "How are you doing at this point?" They will really, really appreciate the fact that you genuinely want to know. And when we have good people in our life, reach out to them and appreciate them. I give surveys. I do surveys all the time for restaurants. I even called in on the bus station the other day when there was a wonderful driver. She was very patient. And this lady, she wasn't at the stop that she was running after the bus. She stopped and she waited and she let the lady get on. You know what? She didn't have to do that. She could have just driven off. And then when someone else was saying, "Where's my stop? I don't know where I'm at." She said, "No, actually, it's the next stop. Don't worry about it." I called the station and I said, "Just clone her. Artificial intelligence. You have to have some way to make more of this lady." At first, they assumed I was going to complain. I said, "No, I'm going to compliment." That put me in a good mood. And that made the lady that I was talking to on the phone in a good mood. Somewhere, somehow, that company is going to reward that lady for doing a good job at her job that day. So please, ladies and gentlemen, take time this next week to appreciate and respect and trust the people in your life. Put some good energy out there and know that it will come back to you. Again, if you want to go ahead and pose a question to me, the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, the name of my company is Life Synergy Coaching. The web address is www.life-synergy-coaching.com. And we're here every week, BBS Radio, Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Can't wait to see you again next week. And any questions that you have, you can pose them before the show starts, right? And I'll answer them during the show. If you don't want to call in, that's okay. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.